make a lot of noise. Did you ever use those little dogs so big? They're very fast and they make a lot of noise.
Little dogs.
Yeah. Did you ever have a face?
I had all kind of dogs. I live on the corner over here now, and I got all my dogs get killed. I get attached to a dog, and I just decided I would never have any more dogs.
I was wondering, when you were a boy, did you have those little dogs?
Oh, yes, sir.
What did you call them? Is that the word? They're real fast, and they make a lot of noise.
Real fast? I don't... you mean hunting dogs?
Well, I guess some people use them for hunting. Squirrel, rabbits, something like that.
I had a little old half-breed water spaniel that was the best retriever. He'd walk right behind me. Never just walk, just take a step every time I take one. If I'd kill a quail, he'd go get it and bring it to me. Never miss one of them. And he wouldn't bother my bird dog. He wouldn't flush at all. He'd stay right there and do just what I told him to do. Mm-hmm. And it was, I thought a heap of that dog, little old brown shaggy. Half-breed water spaniel. You could throw a fence post in the bow and he'd go out there and get it and bring it back. He was a sure enough retriever.
A real retriever.
And he was... It was a sad tale about that dog. He was a bad fighting dog and he couldn't whoop him. He would. He had a trick that he would... Dog, you think he's killing him, you know, a bunch of dogs get on him, and he would get ahead, he'd get him with a foot, you know, and he'd hold that foot till he got squalling, and he never was. I never did see him, and I've seen him whoop some monsters. And, of course, if he didn't do it, he'd always had to hit him, you know. And he didn't know what it was to quit. He was a boss out there. All the neighborhood dogs and all, it didn't bother with him at all. And we were just... kids, and we were always going down on Brook Lake. I don't know what was down there after we was, and the dog was with all of us. The dog went with us. And when we got back, our mothers, both of them, they said, well, we tried to call you all, we couldn't make you, and we rang the bell for you, and you wouldn't come back. And I said, you just missed it. I said, what's the matter? I said, two fellas come by here leading a big old cinnamon bear. And they wanted to make him dance and wrestle for you. And he said, just charge 50 cents and you all wasn't here. And says, you just missed it. Well, that just knocked us out. You know, that thing, didn't nothing like that happen them days, anybody come by with a bear. Well, he said that we wanted to, I said, how long has been gone? Said, I'd been gone but a little while. They said, well, if we'll catch him, will you pay the 50 cents and bring him back? He said, yeah, we took out around that old Crooked Barrel Road, just as hard as we could run, that dusty road, that little dog smelled that bad track. Looked like he would have a spasm. He was so mad, he'd go up the hill, his hair was standing straight up, his tail was curled over his back, his ears was up, and he wanted that bear so bad, he couldn't take it. He would just ran to get a hold of it. And we rounded that bend, little sharp curve in the road, he had his nose on the ground, and when he looked up, he was right on there between that bear's leg. That old bear just reached right up and just swash, just smacked that little old dog.
Oh, he did.
Didn't kill him, but he smacked him. He come back by us with his tail tucked, his ears dropped. I looked at him, I said, I never saw that dog look that way before in my life.
You lost a fight.
We got him come back and he's up in the house, peeping out him behind the block, you know. And to hang a blanket or something on the clothesline from then on, he'd leave home. They just cowed him down and just run him.
Yeah.
He didn't live long after that.
First time he lost a fight, huh?
He didn't want to fight no more.
When you were a small boy, do you remember what you used to play with? Did you ever have something on...